Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I am your host, Rick Hopkins. Well, thank you for tuning in. I hope you're having a good day so far. It's 6 a.m. if you're on Saturday, so I hope you're off to a good start anyway.
More likely Sunday.
Yeah.
At 11.
Sunday, it's going to be 11, so you've had a little bit of time to get the coffee in. You can get woke
up.
Or
8 p.m.
Or 8 p.m.
On
yeah.
Sunday.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you for tuning in, and hope you're visiting our sponsors. And if you are, I hope you're thanking them for their sponsorship and keeping us on the air. Now, for you newbies, if there's anybody that's just stumbled across us here, you haven't heard our show before, we're Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, thus CCTA. And this is Wake Up Call, and the reason it's Wake Up Call is, folks, y'all need to wake up. You need to wake up and see what's going on in our country and what can be done about it and how you go about doing it. And that's what we're here for, to try to help to give you the sources and resources you need to help educate you. You can start out by reading your Constitution. If you haven't read it, please do so. If you don't have one, we give them out for free. Just come to one of our meetings or see us on the street, whatever, you know, we'll be glad to give you one. Plus, there's free copies of them available online. You can download a digital version. But before you can approach the subject with the other side, the liberal side, and have an intelligent conversation with them about it, you need to know it. So go ahead and study up on your Constitution.
By the way, Rick, also Hillsdale College offers a free Constitution course.
Right, Hillsdale College. If you're not familiar with Hillsdale College, it's a conservative Christian-based college. They take absolutely zero funds from the federal government, and they turn out some excellent constitutional conservatives.
There was a gentleman at our most recent meeting that's said he was taking that course, and he heard about it from us. So that pleased me very much.
And you know, now Hillsdale has a series of schools that they are directing the model, so that they get traditional math, they get phonics, they get founding history.
Right.
It's straight up good education.
Right.
And to brag about CCTA a little bit, we gave a scholarship recently, $1,500 to Hillsdale.
I was getting ready to mention that. We have a Hillsdale College scholarship fund, and we would appreciate if you come and help support that also. Tell you another good resource for you is Prager University.
Yes.
It's Prager U. You can find that's P-R-A-G-E-R and the letter U on YouTube. Or they have a website you can go to. I think it's .org or .com. I can't remember which, but it's PragerU. If you just put that much in the search engine, you'll find it. They have all kinds of short videos to educate you on pretty much anything to do with our government and our history. It's absolutely the one they have on the electoral. Well, they have several on the Electoral College. If you don't understand how the Electoral College works or why it's important that we keep it in shape just like it really is right now.
The way it was originally designed.
Right. No modifications or anything else. You need to go to PragerU and take a look at some of those videos they have.
And it is PragerU.com.
.com. There you go. We have some other excellent resources, and one of them sitting right here in the room with me tonight, and that would be Mary Griswold of RightWingGranny.com. RightWingGranny.com is a conservative blog, a very popular conservative blog, thousands of hits a day, and Mary does a very good job. We appreciate all that she does with that.
May I inject something here?
Let me introduce her husband real quick.
Certainly.
And sitting beside her is Bob Griswold, her husband. Yes.
I'm the chauffeur.
Okay,
Rainer. What Mary does that to me is unique is that she takes complicated subjects and simplifies them and does it in relatively short articles. So people who don't have an enormous amount of time can learn an awful lot at rightwinggranny.com. Right.
Thank you.
And then if you do have a little extra time, more time, then you can go to Diane Ruffino's blog for loveofgodandcountry.com. Yes. Now, Diane couldn't be with us tonight because she's in Washington, D.C. with Freedom Works, visiting our congressmen and senators up there, and they're doing a little bit of lobbying, I believe. But
I think they're doing a lot of lobbying, and I'm really glad.
Yeah. So that was for loveofgodandcountry.com. And then
I'd like to read that text she sent to us about what she's doing. It's really, really good. Of course, she says, I wish I could be here today. But we have some great topics you'll have tonight. But I'm in D.C. with Freedom Works emphasizing to senators that the Senate trial needs to conclude as quick as possible and that precedent would show that neither charge rises even close to the high crime and misdemeanor standard that our forefathers envisioned. I think that's important because Diane has studied law.
She's an attorney.
And she studied under Judge Napolitano, and she knows those things.
Which used to be a good thing, but here lately.
Yeah, I kind of understand that.
It's gotten a little
weird.
As
far as Diane's concerned, she's been a real great source of information about
She's very knowledgeable.
Law and Constitution to us.
Both on the four corners, what's within the four corners of the document, and also founding history. She's
right.
Sharp. She doesn't have to look it up and reacquaint herself with it regularly like I do. She just pops it out.
She's got several degrees, and she was one of the founders of the Eastern North Carolina Tea Party in Pitt County.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next is Melissa. Melissa's here tonight with her Dunkin' Donuts coffee. And
oh,
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I didn't mean to drop a dime on you or nothing.
What's that? I'm trying to get some free donuts.
Next to her is Rainer James. And Rainer is very active in CCTA. She wears many hats, but one of her most important hats right now is she puts together our page that you find in the County Compass. It's the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers.
Your Coastal Carolina Taxpayers in Action.
There you go. I couldn't have said it better myself. She puts that together along with Connie Hanna, who writes the Trump report card portion of that page.
And this week's, by the way, is on what happened in Virginia and also what President Trump has been accomplishing while the idiots in D.C. are being distracted. He has gotten the USMCA ratified the next day, signed phase one of the treaty with Japan. And
China, right.
And the interesting thing to me about that is we do not lift any sanctions until after phase two has been settled,
right.
So that we are still putting lots of pressure on them to do exactly what they say they're going to do and then go forward with the next phase.
Right. If they live up to their part of the bargain, then we'll...
Yeah. I think that's brilliant.
It is.
And he is doing that, something that presidents for generations have screwed up royally in the midst of all this idiotic bombardment of him.
And that's the other thing Rainer does. She tells it like it is.
About two conversations ago, I wanted to mention that Diane is our legislative action person, and she's up there doing CCTA work as well as whatever else she's doing up there. I want to mention also about President Trump that we were just talking about that. It amazes me how he can carry on the business of being the president in spite of all these distractions he must have with what's going on there. But he's over there at that World Economic...
Davos.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's meeting with people over there and doing his job there and representing the United States very well. How does he do it? How does he just keep that up?
He doesn't sleep, I'm going to tell you that, because if you wake up at 2 a.m. in the morning, he's tweeting.
Yeah.
At 4 a.m., he's tweeting. At 6 a.m., he's
tweeting. Rick tweets at 5 a.m. sometimes.
Yeah.
One of the interesting parts about the trade deal with China is that President Trump's approval rating with farmers. Now, remember, when those tariffs went up, the farmers in the Midwest got hit.
Yes.
But his approval rating in farm country is 68%.
Yes.
This is why the Democrats want to get rid of the Electoral College.
Yes.
Because they can't fight that.
They're trying to do all they can to do that. Well, I'm going to try to finish my introduction. Last but not least, Hal James. Hal is our vice chairman of CCTA for the year 2020, which makes him the program chairman. And Hal, you put together a great program last night. You brought in the superintendent of Craven County Schools, and you brought in some of the sitting school board members. And then after that, we had the candidates that are running for school board.
And there were nine candidates there.
Yep.
It's great. Every one of the districts was represented there up for election.
Right. It ran a little overtime, but that was okay because there's a wealth of information there. We had a good crowd.
But once nobody left.
No.
Because it was long. I agree.
Right.
And one of the reasons was we wanted to give everybody a full chance to express themselves and to answer questions from our audience. And it went well, and I think everybody stayed interested in the proceedings.
Right.
I think the contrasts were fascinating.
Plus, after that, you gave other candidates that were there running for other offices an opportunity to introduce themselves. So there you go, folks. That's what CCTA does. And you know what? We could use some help doing it.
I'm into that.
And Michael Speciale, Representative Michael Speciale, was there, and he told us about his trip up to Virginia for that rally up there on the Second Amendment. So that
was
good, too.
He gave us a report on that.
Right.
Yeah, which is very interesting. And that's the other thing that Rainer does, is she's a membership chairman.
Yep, and I want us to be swimming in new members, and I want them to put their oars in as much or as little as they want.
How much are you paying for new members now?
Not a dang thing. they pay us $15 a year.
$15 a year. That's pretty cheap.
And we designed it to be that way because we do not want a barrier to exist between us and potential members.
Right.
We want them to understand they're welcome. The only requirement, and that's rather informal one, is that they think similar to the way we think, in that they want the Constitution adhered to, they want personal freedom with personal responsibility, they want the free market to function freely. If they buy off on, and respect the ideas expressed in the Declaration of Independence, if those ideas resonate with you, please come and join us.
Yes, please. You know, the $15 a year is not much, but folks, we do have expenses. Our meetings that we hold, public meetings we hold once a month, are downtown in Stanley Hall Ballroom. It's a historic ballroom that's been totally renovated. It'll seat 200 people, and it's a very nice venue, and we have to rent that venue, and we have to be able to pay for that. Plus, we have other expenses for the things we give away, the constitutions and all that. So if you visit our website, cctaxpayers.com, and you feel so led to click on the donate button, we'd appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Or if you'll just come to some of the meetings, we pass the hat to help offset the expenses there.
And there's another thing. You mentioned, and we were talking about Hillsdale College and the Hillsdale College Scholarship Fund. Gladys Sussell heads that up.
Mm-hmm.
She gladly accepts donations earmarked specifically for that purpose and nothing else.
For that scholarship, right. Mm-hmm. Okay, and Hal?
Another good thing I think that we do well is to distribute copies of the Constitution, a little booklet that we give out. And one time, Rainer and I went to a parade, and there was other people in the parade, but we happened to be there giving out these Constitutions. I think we must have given out 2,000 that day. And another time a woman came up to me and said, "You're the fellow that gives out the Constitutions, are you?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "Do you have any?" I said, "Sure." "How many do you want?" So I went to my car and got about three of them for her. And she said she was a third grade school teacher and that she was going to be using them to teach school.
Right. I've given out. We buy them by the cases. And I've had scoutmasters and other teachers and, you know, that would like to get bulk quantities. So it's a good thing, I think, that we do. And how I think you mentioned at our last meeting, our budget is larger than the county GOP budget. So.
Well, it has grown, our radio show and various things that we do. We don't pay for anything for the newspaper articles because we write for that paper.
Right.
But we do have to pay for two meeting places, not just one.
Right.
And we have other expenses. And we do have a pretty, our budget's gotten pretty big, so we have to have ways to have right. money coming in.
So we're not hurting too bad, but we could use help anytime we can get it.
I would like to mention that our members aren't reimbursed for any expenses
they
have.
That's
our
right.
speakers coming in, we sometimes give them a stipend and things like that, pay some of their expenses.
Yeah, we bring speakers
here.
In from all around the country. Some of them are very generous with their time. Some of them, you know, paying their airfare and travel expenses can be expensive. But anyway, what I'm saying is please get involved, please participate, please get on board and help us to turn this ship in the right direction, because it got astray somewhere out to sea and got lost, and we're trying to correct its course.
Bring it back into harbor.
Amen, amen. All right, well, we're going to take a break here to hear from our sponsors. If you do visit them, tell them you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we've got all the introductions out of the way finally.
It took a while.
It was a challenge, but we got that done. And now we're going to get on to some real news. We did mention in the introductions about how, what a great job you did at the programming for the meeting last night. Without mentioning the candidates or, you know, because we are a 501c3 nonpartisan organization, we do not want to appear to endorse anyone. But what did you take away from the meeting, anybody?
There are some people who are business as usual types. They use very placating sorts of words. They're pouring oil on troubled water. They're saying everything is fine. And there are people who are saying there are some things that are very, very bad and wrong going on in our schools. The level of instruction isn't what it ought to be. The method of instruction isn't what we ought to be. We ought to be teaching phonics, not sight words. We ought to be teaching traditional math. We ought not to be promoting socially. Only promote when a child can read to grade level, can do math to grade level. We are social engineering. That ought not to be happening. We are not teaching our founding history, particularly not in high school. If you teach it in fourth grade, that's fine. It really is. But a person learns to the depth of their own development, their own experiences. They can learn a whole lot more by being exposed to the same sort of material when they are in high school and hopefully have had a part-time job somewhere and know a thing or two more, and they will learn a great deal more as a result.
I thought that people fell into pretty much two categories. One was people who had been associated with the education system, educators and people who were part of that system for a long time spoke a slightly different language. They knew their own little buzzwords and things like that.
Right.
Whereas the people who are challenging that, who are concerned about government education, are very concerned about the kind of issues we are, like have they taken Christ out of church? Are they still trying to teach Common Core? Is it still too complicated? Are they still testing too much? And all of that sort of thing. So it kind of divided the group into two camps.
Right.
Not clear cut every time, but pretty close to it.
Okay, well, y'all have spoken to the side of the candidates. What did anybody take away from what the audience participation was? What kind of feeling did you get from the audience?
Well, we had a number of people who had never been to a candidate forum like this, and the fact that there were candidates from both parties. The school committee doesn't tell you what party they're on, do they, or do they?
No, they don't.
It's a nonpartisan race.
Okay, but
nevertheless.
But the fact that every candidate got a chance to speak, every candidate that wanted to be included was included, and that I think that's somewhat unique. I think that's something we do and that we do well.
Well, Mary, okay. You know the political parties forbid having candidates from other parties, so an organization like ours is needed if people are to see the whole gamut of choices at one time.
Because we can do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think an interesting thing, a tightrope that I think was walked very well, was the candidates were allowed to speak, no time limit.
Mm-hmm.
They spoke until they ran out of words.
Right.
And sometimes they said I was getting a little impatient, so they thought they'd better bring it to a close.
Somebody got long-winded. You did stand up, which was kind of a clue.
Yeah. I will say how your body language was.
But I think it was good because they got to get get their points across.
And I think the people in attendance got a chance to speak, too. Try to not let them launch into a speech, but if they had a question and they wanted to direct it to somebody or everybody, that they could do that. And so they took advantage of that and asked us some very pointed questions.
Yes.
One thing I noticed was we did have some parents there that homeschool, and that became sort of a debate between the educators and the parents.
It did.
Yeah. Because let's face it, the educators don't want to lose the students to homeschool for a variety of reasons.
Right.
But there was a disagreement on some comments were made that disparaged homeschoolers at one point, and some of the parents took that to heart and came back and tried to correct that.
Yeah. And my personal experience is I've talked to students in both venues, and hands down, the students that are being homeschooled not only know more, they have better manners, and they're much more comfortable interacting with adults.
Right. Well, I think the thing one of the candidates alluded to was that he had talked to homeschoolers that didn't know how to do math. And my opinion on that, if you've got a homeschooler that doesn't know how to do math, then the parents aren't doing their job. Mm-hmm. Homeschooling requires parent participation.
Absolutely.
You can't buy a videotape and sit the kid down there.
One thing that I thought was notable was the way Rick distinguished himself between the times he was acting as chairman of CCTA and the times that he was acting as a candidate. In fact, he took name tags and switched them back and forth as the situation required. And he was also in kind of the awkward position of having to run our sound systems up there and participate in that way, too. So he's a busy man last night.
Well, yeah, he's a man of many hats.
And handled them and the transition. That was about the most stretch I've ever seen him have to make, and he reached all the way.
Well, you know, I hope that we really, really created a good environment for all the candidates that they didn't feel threatened.
And it's not our first rodeo either. You know, back last year we did the candidate forum out at the community college, and we had 17, I believe it was, candidates.
Oh, that was wild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had 17 candidates participating in that.
We actually had 15 people participate last night.
Yeah, so...
It
not
was
all
a smaller
candidates.
Venue yeah. because it was limited to people running in Craven County.
Right.
Simply because it would have gotten huge had it been approached any other way.
Now, I want to come back to a comment that was made, too. One of the candidates, someone mentioned the concept of revisionist history.
Right.
Yes.
And one of the candidates said, well, she didn't think there was any such thing. And... that was very interesting because those of us who fought the Common Core battle have also fought the AP U.S. history battle.
Right. Yes.
And the AP U.S. history is part of the Blame America First curriculum that doesn't even say very much about Ben Franklin. It criticizes our founding fathers very heavily.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't encourage anyone reading it to love America. And this woman on the school committee seemed to be unaware of that.
Well, you know, Mary, I think you've hit your finger on it. I don't think she was aware of it. I don't think she was fibbing. I think she was sincere, and she needs her education to move along.
A point that came out that I thought was important was that history, American history, is being taught in the fourth grade. And it has to be taught at the level of a fourth grader, they're not getting into it deep enough. It ought to be taught in high school, maybe a junior year or something like that, but not to fourth grade. I mean,
fourth graders
could get started with it and learn a little bit about it, but not ready to take in some of the concepts of the difference between a republic and a democracy and various things like that.
Well, I think when you're talking, she wasn't aware of it, but also the attitude that we got was the ones who are experienced or are teachers or in that environment kind of look at you guys on doing your CCTA job as you're passionate, yes, you want to do the right thing and you care about school, but you don't know what you're talking about because you're not a teacher, you're not in the education system. And they have no idea over the years how many hours you guys have put into poring over Common Core, all of these rules, all of these textbooks, and actually knowing you do know. You know, she may be an English teacher. She has no idea what they're teaching in the history class. I mean, she has no reason to. So
that's a good point.
Yeah.
There was this sort of an attitude of being higher, above, looking down. And what I'd like to stress is that there is no requirement for school board members to have a background in teaching or education.
Okay? It might be better, actually, to have a background in something else, something very practical. We've seen an example of that in having a president with no political past,
right.
but with a strong, successful business past.
Well, the administration, the educators, all the academia, I'm sure they prefer to have those types of people on the school board. But the school board's responsibility or job function is not to educate our children. That's their job. Our job, if we're on the school board, if you are a school board member, your job is to serve the public. You're there as a watchdog to keep an eye on the academia. You're there to provide a budget, to do oversight on the spending, to look at the curriculum, the textbooks, to make sure, you know, you are overseer. They work for you.
Right.
Because you're an elected official. You don't work for them. They take guidance from you. And that's one thing that needs to be stressed.
I don't remember the exact figures. Maybe somebody could help me out on this. But several of the candidates pointed out that in a grade system that the state gives to schools in their proficiency and achievements, the grades across the state were very, very low. I mean, like in the 50s and 30s.
Yes.
And if you looked at our local schools, they were no better.
Right, right.
In fact, they've been going down.
Yeah, if you look at the graphs.
As the money for professional development for teachers has been going up. So something is wrong somewhere.
If you look at the charts going back 10 years or whatever, you'll see a steady decline in performance. Expenditures have gone up. Regulations and all the change in curriculum, Common Core, all that's come in, but performance has just taken a nosedive, and that's something that needs to be corrected. Okay, we need to take another break real quick to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business, it's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we've had some interesting discussion, I think, and we're going to move on now. Let's see here. I'm looking at my Twitter account here. The Epic Times says, Republican Attorneys General for 21 states called on the Senate to reject the articles of impeachment as constitutionally flawed, warning that doing otherwise would create a dangerous historical precedent and erode the separation of powers. Well, what say y'all? I know Melissa has been glued to it for the last 2 days. So
I say those attorneys general nailed it.
Yeah.
What I would say is that the responsibility of the House of Representatives was to come up with the charges. Mm-hmm. So beyond that, we don't need to come up with any new charges because they've already admitted they have overwhelming information.
They've said that, and yet what they have presented has been meager and minor and petty and actually does not rise to a crime
but
if it were committed.
But we have to believe them. They said it, not I didn't say it.
Okay.
They would never lie to the public.
So let's find the president innocent of any wrongdoing and get on with the business of state, shall we?
One thing that really interested me and that I found about on that subject is that Chief Justice Roberts admonishes both sides at the Senate impeachment trial after a marathon mm-hmm. session erupts in a shouting match. Well, it must have been a real fiasco up there if they started shouting at each other.
Well, they're both slinging darts back and forth.
And that's a gross exaggeration. There was no shouting. They calmly insulted each other.
You watched them, didn't you?
Melissa was there. She was right there.
Letter that he wrote, that the Chief Justice wrote, was 14 pages long, so I didn't read the whole thing. He started off, if not expressly repudiated by the Senate, the theories animating both articles will set a precedent that is entirely contrary to the framers' design and ruinous to the most important governmental structure protections contained in our Constitution, the separation of powers. So I think that, coming from the Chief Justice, that's pretty good for protection for the president.
What we have here, unfortunately, is a precedent being set that any time the House of Representatives is a different political party than the president, we're going to have an impeachment.
And it needs to be nipped in the bud and go down in flames
yes,
so they don't
does.
Pull that again.
Totally does.
Because like Hal was saying, talking about the Attorney General, the truth is it was designed, this balance of powers, it was designed that the president and the House and Senate there would be a tug of war for areas of responsibility. They mm-hmm. should use the Constitution when they're doing their tugging. The president was doing exactly that. The House was trying to usurp some of his prerogatives inappropriately. If anybody is in contempt or should be impeached, it's that blasted House of Representatives.
I'll tell you what I think would be interesting to see. Before they pick who the, what do they call them? Not the judges, the...
Managers,
mm-hmm. yeah. Before they could qualify as a manager, I think each one of them should have had to take the immigration test. where they ask you the questions about the Constitution and the founding of our country and history and stuff. And if they couldn't pass the immigration test, they got no business being in there.
Yeah. Yep.
I have so much to say about the hearing, but we just have a very short time here. So
yeah, we're only halfway through. So
I would go for it,
Melissa.
I would just say that it has turned into a total circus. I could give you thousands of different he says, she said things, but you have to pay attention, guys. You cannot just watch Fox, you can't watch CNN, you have to go and do your own research, look at the public documents that are available to you. And honestly, the charges are not even on high crimes and misdemeanors. They charged him with the most vague. And if you cannot see that it's from their own hatred, I don't know what to tell you. Let me give you this example here real quick. This is a guy reporting. They think they have him now that today Trump and announced and said that he is actually guilty of the second charge against him. This is the guy reporting. He said, Trump said, quote, honestly, we have all the incriminating evidence. They don't have all the incriminating evidence, end quote. He says Trump said that.
This is a reporter?
This is some guy on Twitter reporting
this.
Okay. So he says this. Another guy jumps on this report and he says, in an incredible exchange at Davos, Donald Trump admits he's comfortable with the status of the impeachment trial because the White House is withholding all of the evidence. So this has been retweeted 1,000 times. This is what the president actually said. And the ironic thing is they played the video of what he said. What he said is they released the phone call. Everyone broke in a panic because it said this is much different than what Shifty Shift told us.
Yes.
I thought our team did very good today, but honestly, I mean, we have all the material. They don't have the material.
So the material
that's what he said.
Is yeah.
The material, yeah. But he's not saying the evidence. I mean, he's just, you can take that word and put it anyway. You know, we have all the material. That what is we have facts.
That favor us.
And evidence on our side. They don't have any facts and evidence is the way I can interpret that. I mean, sure. You can interpret however you want. But this guy directly quoted him as saying, we have all the incriminating evidence. They don't have the incriminating. I mean, it's just
well, that's
it's disgusting.
Not what was implied
well,
at all.
That's exactly what Schiff did when he stood up there.
Absolutely. And he didn't twist the words. He totally.
He fabricated the conversation and then had to admit when he got caught.
It was based roughly on the same topics, but went in an entirely different place with it.
And he called it a parody.
Yeah. There was a comment made on the David Webb show this morning that I thought was the best description of President Trump that I have heard. And he talked about the fact that in the past, Republicans kind of acted, picture a china shop. And picture a cow.
A bull.
No, a cow.
Okay, cow.
Republicans have acted like a cow. You hit a cow on the nose and the cow just looks at you. And it doesn't do much and it continues being a cow. On the other hand, you hit a bull on the nose in the middle of a china shop.
No china left.
And you're going to have something of an incident.
Yes, yes.
And the Republicans in the past have acted like that cow. And here comes a Republican who acts like a bull.
I am thrilled at his fighting back. I'm sick of
that's what we needed.
Yes, yes. Don't accept the lies lying down. Get yes. up and kick their shins so darn hard they stop lying, maybe after a while.
And there have been so many lies told.
Well, how that
hearings.
Explains why you have so many bruises on your
well, yeah, the charge of obstruction of Congress, isn't that the way they worded it?
Yeah.
That seems so strange to me, but isn't that the president's job? I mean, isn't he there?
Well, not to obstruct, but to make sure.
Well, what happens? Let's see, if the House passes a bill and then the Senate passes a bill, so you've got those folks all in agreement, but you send it to the president, he can veto it.
Yes.
So that's obstructive part what the Congress design. Wants to do. That's what it's designed to do. It's part of the checks and balances.
Right.
Now, I've got a real simple brain.
Go. Right.
That's the way it looks to me.
Checks and balances, right.
Right.
Well, let me explain to our listeners, because we did say we're here to help educate them, so I'm going to attempt to do that. If you are not familiar with the term projection, let me explain it to you. It is a tactic used by communists, socialists, liberals, and nefarious people, which what they do is they project onto other people the things that they are guilty of.
The sins that they are guilty
right.
of, yes.
So if they get up there and they stand there and they tell massive lies, then when it comes their turn to present their evidence, they accuse you of telling massive lies. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what you're seeing in this impeachment thing. They are masters at it. Remember that when the House had this, they met in a dungeon almost, in the basement. In secret chambers, and the Republicans weren't allowed to go in.
And certainly not the president's attorneys, heaven forbid.
Right, he had no representation there at all. They were not allowed to subpoena witnesses or do anything. They were totally barred, and now that's what they're accusing the Republicans of doing in the Senate, is not allowing witnesses, not, you know.
And actually, it isn't necessarily the Senate's job to hear witnesses. The House brings the case and presents it to them.
Right.
So then they evaluate where to go from here based on what the House
right.
provides
them
with.
Well, you have to remember, I mean, obviously they're not stupid people. They have this planned out way in advance. I mean, it's a game they're playing. Listen to them in December. Republicans, no, you cannot have that witness. You cannot have that witness. That witness is not going to answer that question. You cannot provide that evidence. We have to rush this through. Tom is critical. We have got to get this done because we cannot wait. And then flip to January. oh, they're not allowing us witnesses. They're not allowing us any evidentiary hearing. They're not allowing us to present anything. And why are they rushing this? We need, the American people deserve to hear and see every single thing. Well, they don't want, they really don't want those witnesses called. They really don't want that, the evidence to come through. But they know the Senate wants to get this over with and wrapped up and get it done, which is what the president wants. And that, so they think they have it. Well, oh, they denied us. They denied us. When that, in fact, is not. It's just, it's all a game. And you have to listen closely and follow along. You can see their game. It's very obvious, which is disturbing.
And
the country's falling for,
and
over
and
half of it is.
And you know what that says? It is really, really very denigrating to the people who go along with them, because it depends on two things. Number one, their electorate being so dim-witted and slow and uninterested that they don't pay enough attention to follow it along, remember what's happened, and see that picture like you presented it, because that's the picture that we have to view. The second thing is they depend on the lamestream media to prop up their end of the story and pretend what happened in the House earlier didn't happen at all.
They absolutely do. I mean, you have to remember, this happened less than a month ago. This was less than a month ago, and they are talking to us like it happened, and we can't remember. It happened 50 years ago. And with the media supporting their cause, Adam Schiff actually presented a text message from, help me out, the Lev...
Yeah, the latest scandal guy.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So a text message where he's saying that, yes, this is proof that they were trying to get the meeting. Giuliani was trying to get the meeting with Zelensky, because in the text it says, trying to get Mr. Z. That is all the evidence that Schiff presented, trying to prove Trump's guilt. Well, what he failed to mention was the rest of that text and the rest of the information. It comes out that they are talking about the president... Zelensky, or something like that, another Mr. Z, president of Burisma. That's who they were trying to get and investigate. Yeah. So he knew this. He lied about it. He had that full text. He had the man's name, but he lied about it. And this is how the news represented. Schiff may have misinterpreted text.
Yes, right.
Politico said Schiff may have... may have misunderstood context of text. That's the way.
They said everything but lied.
If it had been on the Republican side, it would have been Devin Nunes lied about the text.
Yeah.
Well, here's the caveat, okay? This is 2020. We have the internet. We always warn our listeners, go out and do your own research. And don't pay any attention to it if they don't give you the source documentation. And that applies to us, too, if we don't give you the sources. Now, Melissa has sat there and told you these things that have happened. Well, guess what? That was all on live TV. It's all on YouTube now. There's a historical video record of exactly what she said they did, refusing the Republicans any access or being able to do anything during the House hearings. Go back and look at it.
But look fast, because they may take it down.
Yeah. And they are now accusing the Republicans in the Senate of doing that to them. Bob, real quick.
Two things. One, my question is, I know Adam Schiff is not allowed to be accused of lying when he's sitting up in the House chamber. But now that he is testifying before another chamber, and he's testifying, is he allowed to be accused of lying? That's number one. Now, number two, remember, this investigation, this started 2.5 years ago, and now they're saying, but we have to have information from this past October, more than almost 2.5 years after their start. We have to have this new information, because this is the real key to what we want to impeach him on. Not 2.5 years. They're clairvoyant, because they can see 2.5 years into advance.
Well, they had a plan for impeachment before he even got elected. Okay, we've got to take a break. We'll be right back after we hear from our sponsors.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician. Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, Bob, I think during the break we decided that nobody had an answer to your question.
Nobody knows whether he's going to be accused of lying now.
But I like the question.
Yeah. So we've got Mary sitting over there with something hot topic she wants to get.
I just want to mention there's a news story out today. Tulsi Gabbard has sued Hillary Clinton for libel because Hillary called her a Russian asset, which seems to be what Hillary does when someone says something she doesn't like. Now, the interesting part of that story...
Projection.
The interesting part of that story is the lawsuit is in the Southern District of New York. Now, I just want to put the idea out there that 5 years ago, the Clinton family was so powerful that no one would have brought a lawsuit against them in the Southern District of New York. Now, I have a friend who's taking bets on Tulsi Gabbard's lifespan.
Oh, gosh.
I hope he's wrong. But anyway, she is suing for libel. I think she is correct to sue for libel, and we'll see how the Southern District of New York handles this.
I got a question. Has Trump made any appointments to the Southern District of New York?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think that's still what it was, but I'm not sure on that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yep, that is an interesting story. Okay, well, we got to wrap this show up because we're about to run out of time here. But again, folks, I want to encourage you to get involved with CCTA or some grassroots group in your area if you're outside of our area.
Nah, come into our area.
Yeah, come on. We're not that
it's
far.
It's worth the drive.
Our meetings are held in New Bern, but we are Coastal Carolina taxpayers. We have people from Carteret County come in, Pamlico County, Jones County, Pitt County. Diane drives here all the way from Pitt County to do the radio show and to attend our meetings. So we're not that far. We're kind of centrally located in the middle of all those counties. I think you'll find our meetings are very interesting. Sometimes we record the meetings, and if the quality is good enough, you know, doing that live stuff sometimes is kind of tricky when you have so many participants. But we do occasionally have them on our radio show, and we post them on our website as well. We recently did one Alex Newman, who
that
writes for, the New American Magazine on education. Excellent, excellent presentation on education. You'll find that on our website. You click on the Wake Up Call button. All our radio shows are archived up there, or pretty much all of them. We might be a couple behind, but I'll get them up there as quick as I can. And I encourage you to also, again, if you have a mind to, click on the donate button. We could use some help in that area. Please, just browse the site. We have our watchdog reports are up there. Candidate vetting process is up there. We need help keeping that information up to date. So if you're good at doing that kind of stuff or have an interest in wanting to provide commentary and help us out in that area, we sure could use you. Right, Rainer?
Right.
How do they get in touch with you?
Rainer@cctaxpayers.com.
There you go. If you're interested in getting on board with CCTA, and I got to tell you, folks, we have great name recognition statewide because we travel to Raleigh to the legislators. We go around to the different offices of our representatives and the senators up there. People have come to know, well, they talk about those people from Craven County.
Some of them with a smile and some of them with a frown.
Right, because we take car loads, we take carpools, we go up there. When we went up there on Common Core, we got an invitation from the superintendent of schools, June Atkinson, at that time. We went and met, had a very good conversation, but she didn't make any headway with us, so she took a second stab at it and invited us back again. And
she was no match for Kim Fink, and right. Kim had lined the rest of us up with little segments that were areas that we were interested in doing a little research on, and
right.
it was quite a team effort.
And those things are extremely important, folks, because your legislators can't keep up with every topic. And a lot of them didn't even know what Common Core was. And we were feeding them documentation, source materials to explain to them what was wrong with Common Core and why it needed to be removed from state standards.
Because it had been whitewashed right. So far as the department.
And that fight is still going on.
Was concerned.
They were successful in getting the name Common Core changed, but some of those core principles are still in there.
Some of the people last night admitted to that,
yes.
too.
Yes. Yeah. All right, that's all the time we have for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. Please visit our sponsors and visit our website at cctaxpayers.com.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutrition Consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern, also the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties, Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.